今天这个题目我已经想到要跟弟兄姊妹们早一点讲。
Today's topic, actually, I have been thinking for a long time to share it with brothers and sisters.
最合适的就是在美国大选的时候，我想这是最合适。
I was thinking to share this with you earlier. Actually, the more appropriate time for today's message is the election year of United States.
对，很可惜，就是我没有能够抓到这个时间。
But unfortunately, I did not seize such opportunity to preach this message at that time.
那么我叫这个题目叫美国往哪里去？
The topic of my message today is Where does America go?
我相信我们大部分的弟兄姊妹都是从外国到美国来的。
I believe that the great majority of brothers and sisters are originally from abroad.
那么我在考虑这个题目的时候，我就想需要跟弟兄姊妹们解释，我不是一个政治人物。
When I was thinking about this topic to share with you, I need to give you a disclaimer first. I am not a political figure.
我不属于任何的党派。
I do not belong to any party.
我在每年他们这个党派里头捐钱的时候，我都特别要去告诉我不是你们这一党的。
Whenever I offered donations money to political parties, I made a point of telling them that I am not a member of your party.
所以，谁当选美国的总统或是什么高位的，这个对我来说都没有什么关系。
So personally, it has nothing to do with me. It's not my concern who is elected to be the president of United States or who is elected to be high-ranking officials in the government.
可是我觉得，做神的儿女，无论做什么事情，都要对神负责任。
But it's my conviction that as a child of God, we must be, we will be, and we should be held accountable, responsible to God.
包括尽我们公民的本分。
Including fulfilling our responsibilities as a law-abiding citizen.
参加选举。
Participating in election or voting.
这是我们的责任。
This is our responsibility as a citizen.
今天很多人签这个纸啊，说是我是美国公民。
Today, there are many people who have signed a paper declaring that they are citizens of United States.
一点都不尽公民的本分。
But they do not fulfill any responsibilities for as a citizen.
你做一个国家的公民，你要参加选举。
If you are a citizen of a nation, you should participate in election. You should go to vote.
你要付税。
You have to pay taxes.
这是你的责任，你不能够说是哦，我不是美国人，我不去做。
This is your duty, responsibility. You cannot say, because I am not an American, so I do not need to do this.
很多的国家允许 double, 这个公民的身份。
Many countries allow that one person to be a citizen of more than one nation.
台湾就是其中之一。
For instance, Taiwan.
所以你可以 用美国的这个身份证到台湾去。
So when you go to Taiwan, you may use ID as an American citizen.
可是美国不承认台湾的公民。
But the government of United States does not consider Taiwan citizens of Taiwan also citizens of United States.
所以弟兄姊妹做神的儿女不是一件小事。
So brothers and sisters, to be God's children is not a small matter.
你是神国的公民，你就要按照神国的规矩来生活。
If you are the citizen of God's kingdom, then you have to abide by the rules and regulations and the laws of the kingdom of God.
所以我们有责任要参加美国的选举。
So it's our responsibilities to vote, to participate in the elections of United States.
并且你要明白选举那个人的理由。
Also, you must try to understand the reasons or political convictions or rationales for that particular person's why he participates in the election.
今天许多人，啊，我是中国人，我当然选中国人了。
Nowadays, many Chinese immigrants in the United States would say, since I am a Chinese, of course, I will pick a candidate of Chinese descent.
所以今天在美国有很多外国的人跑到美国来，在这边胡作非为。
So nowadays in United States, there are many people who were originally from foreign countries. They come to this nation and do whatever they want, illegally, unlawfully.
我是从中国来的美国公民。
I am an American citizen, originally from China.
我到美国来留学已经六十几年。
I first came to United States as a student, and I have been in this country for over 60 years.
我亲眼看到美国从一个敬神、爱人、富强、康乐、充满信心的那个情况。
I witnessed that there was a time America or United States was a peaceful, prosperous country.
我来的时候
as a God feeling country. Yeah.
我到美国来的时候 President Eisenhower做总统。
When I first came to United States, the president is Eisenhower.
美国那个时候刚刚开始 Interstate Highway.
At that time, America just got started with their interhighway projects.
在那个时候，那美国的公路太漂亮了。
At that time, highways in this country.Were very beautiful.
俄国那个是有一个这个总统，他是 Khrushchev。你们大概听都没听出过 ，Khrushchev 是美俄国的那个时候的总理。
At that time, Russia Premier, Khrushchev.
Khrushchev.他是俄国第一的，他是俄国第一 ，number one，
啊。Yeah.
所以他跑到美国来，美国请他来，他的目标就是要轻看美国人，批评美国人。
So, at that time, this Russian leader, he thought Russia was the greatest in the whole world. And he came to United States with the purpose that he would find evidence to despise United States.
他在联合国的会议上大骂美国。
And to criticize United States, for instance, at a meeting in United Nations, he severely criticized United States.
他为了要轻看美国，他把自己的鞋子脱下来，在那个桌子上这样子打。
In order to show how his contempt for United States, he took off his shoes and then beat.
所以他对美国的态度相当的轻视。
So he took off his shoes and stamped on the table. So that shows that he really despised United States very much.
一直等到他看到 Interstate Highway.
But when he saw interstate highways in United States, he changed his views, his attitude.
他承认俄国没有 interstate highway.
By his own admissions, Russia does not have such a beautiful highways as United States.
这么漂亮的公路俄国人没有。
He admitted that Russia didn't have such such kinds of highways.
所以在那个时候，美国可以说是全世界的人都承认，它是世界上富强康乐的一个地方。
So at that time, we may say United States was universally acknowledged to be the most prosperous and peaceful nation in the whole world.
美国的公民都是对自己的国家充满了信心。
Every American citizen was very proud of their country and had confidence, full confidence in their own country.
我记得我从美国到欧洲去的时候，手上拿着美国的钞票，觉得很这个了不起。
I remember on one of my trips to Europe, I had American paper cash with me, and I was indeed very proud.
那么很可惜，美国那样子的情况并没有保持得太久。
But unfortunately, such a state of affairs with America, as I just described, did not last very long.
从 President Eisenhower 以后，整个的国情就往下坡走。
Ever since after President Eisenhower was no longer the President of the United States, this nation has been going downhill.
所以美国很快就变成好像民不聊生，疮痍满目。
So very soon, very quickly, this nation, this country, we see people are in great distress, and our eyes see everywhere suffering.
最可痛心的一件事情，就是这一种堕落的趋势，不但没有停止或者缓慢下来，反倒有加速的现象。
The most tragic thing about this is, this situation does not slow down in any sense of the word, or rather, is getting.Worse and worse, the situation is aggravated over time.
我刚来美国的时候，很多家庭 晚上睡觉都不关门的。
When I first came to the United States, I noticed that many households, when they sleep at night, they do not have to close their doors.
人住在街上的那小孩子骑着脚踏车，晚上把脚踏车摔到弄上面就去睡觉去了。
And children can just leave their bicycles on the streets or outside of their houses before they go to bed.
所以这种可以说堕落的趋势啊，不但没有停止或者缓慢下来，反倒有加速的现象。
So this situation that United States is fallen, keep on falling, this does not slow down, but instead is getting worse and worse and in a ever increasing speed.
我们要问呢，为什么美国会这样子的堕落？
So the first question we must ask ourselves is the root cause of the current situation of this nation.
我出来的时候在报纸上，那时候电视刚刚才开始，就很少听到有人杀人的事情。
When I first came to the United States, I rarely saw in newspapers any, read any news about killing or murdering or violence.
现在我们每天晚上看报纸，第一件事就是杀了人。
But now, whenever we read newspapers, the first thing that hit our mind, eyes is always violence.Killing.
当然很多人就问了，为什么美国会这样子堕落？
Of course, then many people would ask, what has made America this way, to become this way?
我们常常听到的批评就是政府无能呢，国家的经济衰落。
And most people, as we often here attributes this situation to the incompetence, either the incompetence of the government or that economy is in bad shape.
当然，这两个因素都可以让一个国家的国势陡然的下降。
Of course, these two factors can, we have to admit that these two factors can easily make any country go down downhill.
但这种啊，只不过是外表的现象。
But in my opinion, this is only the surface reasons.
我们信主的人知道，一个真正的根源是因为美国离开了他所依靠的真神。
For those of us who believe in our Lord, we know the root cause is that United States, this nation, has departed from God.
我要跟弟兄姊妹读一段经文，在那个旧约《撒母耳记上》。
I would like to share with you a Bible passage, which is First Samuel,
第四章
Chapter 4,
二十一节
Verse 21.
这里是讲到在撒母耳的时候，他的一个这个可以说是这个先知或者是大祭司士师啊的一个故事。
So this passage is about the times of Samuel about a chief priest or a we may say prophet of his time.
我想我们读圣经的人都知道，这个以色列从前 是有一个大祭司，这个大祭司是总管这个以色列的，这个对神的敬拜。
We know that Israel used to have a chief priest who's in charge of religious matters of the entire Israel.
按照这个以色列的规矩，每一个朝代有一个大祭司管理当时的敬拜神的这件事。
According to Israel, rules and regulations of Israel, every dynasty, there would be a chief priest overseeing the religious matters of affairs of the entire nation.
这个在撒母耳记上第四章的时候，那个大祭司的名字啊叫以利。
So when it comes to First Samuel chapter 4, the name of the chief priest is Eli.
这个大祭司的职位是一代一代的遗传下来的。
And the position of this chief, the position of chief justice, chief priest is hereditary in the sense that the father would give it to his son.
在那个时候的大祭司，他的名字叫以利。
So at that time, the name of the chief priest is Eli.
他的年纪已经98岁。
And he was quite advanced in his age. It's about 90 years old.
因为这个祭司的职位是一代一代传下来的，所以他再大的岁数，他还是要坐这个坐在这个位置上。
But this is a lifelong appointment. So he just even though he was very old, he just had to be in that position until he died.
所以他虽然98岁，他还是坐在大祭司的位置上。
So even though he was as old as 98 years old, he was still the chief priest.
而大祭司的职位是一代一代这样子传下去的。
And this position was handed down from one generation to next.
以利有一个最大的问题，就是他不管他的儿子。
There was a big problem with Eli. That is, he did not educate or discipline his children.
他的两个儿子任意胡为。
He had two sons, and he just let them do whatever they wanted to.
在那个时候，以色列跟腓力士 Philistian。那两个国家打仗。
At that time, Israel was at war with Philistines.
腓力士，这个以色列打败仗。
And Israel was defeated.
他这两个儿子也得服劳。
But these two sons of his.
他说我们打腓力士是打不过。但是啊，我们有个宝贝可以用。
But they foolishly thought that even though we cannot win over Philistines, but we have a treasure which we can make use of.
我们可以把我们这个神的宝座抬到战场上去。
That is the ark.We can put it, we can take it to the battlefield.
我们的神可以替我们打仗，我们一定会打赢的。
Our God will fight the war for us, and we will definitely win.
这个老腓老以利啊，他不赞成这件事。
And Eli, he does not agree with this idea.
怎么可以跟人家打仗，连自己这个神的宝座都抬到战场上去了？
How can you just take a God's ark to the battlefield?
但是这两个儿子已经下定决心要把神的座位抬到战场上去。
But his two sons were very determined to do so.
结果呢，两个儿子通通被杀掉了，被腓力斯人杀掉。
As a result, his two sons were both killed
by the
enemies.
连神的宝座也被以利士人抬走了。
Not only so, the Philistines also captured the throne, the ark, or the throne, the seat of God.
所以当这个以利在等待到底战事如何的时候啊，他的媳妇，他就他两个儿子，你有个媳妇怀孕，正好要生产。
So when Eli was at home waiting for the news from the battlefield, it happened that his daughters-in-law, one of the daughters-in-law, was pregnant at that time.
所以这个收生婆就回来报告这个喜讯，她说：“恭喜你啊，那个你快要生儿子了。”
So the midwife just came to report the good news that she, the, his daughter-in-law was going to give birth.
事实上，以利听到这个神宝座被人家抢走了，从椅子上跌下来，跌死了。
But the fact of the matter is, upon the hearing the news,that the ark was captured by the enemies, Eli just fell and then died on the spot.
这两个不听父亲话的人在战场上同一天被腓力斯人杀掉了。
And on the same day, exactly the same day, his two sons were killed by the enemies on the battlefield.
所以这个媳妇在等候生孩子。
And at this time, his daughter-in-law was going to give birth to a child.
这个收生婆来讲，恭喜恭喜啊，你快要生儿子了。
So when the midwife came to congratulate him, Eli, for the news.
你现在可以替他取个名字吧。
And she said that now you can give your grandchild a name.
这个妈妈临时替这个儿子取了个名字，叫什么？叫以加伯 Ichab.
Oh, actually, his daughter-in-law was supposed to give the child a name. And before she died, she gave her son a name, which is Ichab.
这个以加伯的这个意思就是荣耀离开了。
And the name of this name means no glory or the glory has departed.
还有什么荣耀可讲呢？这个神的座位也被人家抢走了，大祭司也摔死了，两个这个大祭司的儿子同一天被这个敌人杀死了。
Of course, this name is a fair reflection of the situation at that time. God's ark was captured by the enemies, and two sons, also Eli, were all dead.
所以这个妇人讲的话就是，荣耀已经离开了以色列了。
So his daughter-in-law, this mother, what she's actually saying is that glory has departed from Israel.
所以我们要问，为什么美国现在变成这个样子啊？
So now we have to ask, why is that United States has come to be such a...
美国现在的名字叫 Ichab.
Because the real name...of America is Ichabod.
从前祝福他的那个神 现在离开了他了。
The God who belongedto this nation in former times now has departed this nation.
美国弟兄姊妹，我们都知道，我相信多数你们都知道的。从1776年立国到第二次世界大战，不过160年。
I think most of us know that this country fromis founded in 1776, and the time from that year through the Second World War II is only 160 years.
他在这一百六十年之中，你想，全世界没有这样子的国家的。从一个边荒的小国成为世界上可以说是空前的富强大国。
So, there's no other country in the world like United States in just a very short period of 160 years. This country emergedfrom a small country located in a remote area of the world to be an unprecedented, most powerful and prosperous country in the world.
所以假如你对美国的历史有一点知识的话，你就知道美国是一个移民的小国，它的百姓都是原来从欧洲跑到美洲来的。
If you have some knowledge about the history of this country, then you know that originally, the people in this country were originally from foreign countries. They immigrated into this land.
他们主要的目的是从欧洲要到外面来找一个宗教自由的地方。
Their main purpose.For immigrating to this land is to seek religious freedom that they could not enjoy in other lands, other countries.
在那个时候，欧洲两个大国是英国跟法国。
At that time, there were two big, powerful countries in Europe. One is France, the other is Britain.
英国的那个时候，在这个国家的百姓最爱神的一群人叫什么？叫清教徒。
At that time, the group of people who love God, was devoted to God the most, is called Puritans.
我们都听过美国一个感恩节。
We all heard about the story of Thanksgiving.
这些感恩节的人就是从英国来的，他们叫清教徒。
So the first people who celebrated Thanksgiving were from England, and their names they were called Puritans.
是，我们都听说他们坐了一个船，叫做五月之花，是不是从英国跑到美洲来？到了美洲，几乎饿死了。
We all heard this story. Their ship is called Mayflower, and they is sailed from England to the eastern,
在那个时候,
east coast of United States.
还有另外一群人是法国人，叫做 Huguenot.
So these Puritans, they were almost starved when they landed United States.The land. Another group of people in Europe is called French people.
所以我们可以说到美洲来的那些欧洲的人都是为了信仰来到美洲的。
Safely come to the conclusion that the first people who came to this land were for religious freedom.
我要讲一些历史给你们听，特别是你们年轻人，你在知道美国是一个怎么样子的出身。
The reason that I share this historical background with you is for those young people, so that you may know a little bit about the history, the origin of this country.
美国最初的大学有119间大学。
The first universities that were established in this country in numbers around 190.
这个119个大学里头
，119
有104所是基督徒办的学校。
And out of these 119 institutions of higher education, they were 104 which were founded by Christians.
他们办这个学校的目的是做什么呢？就是训练传道人。
The purpose for them to found or establish these institutions of higher education is to train missionaries.
我们都知道，在那个时候有一个大学叫 Harvard.
To train preachers. We all know that at that time one of the universities called Harvard.
你到美国来求学，绝对不会不晓得 Harvard 是什么，对不对？
So no one would not know. What Harvard is.
Harvard, 他在学校开始之后100年才开始雇用非传道人来做他的老师。
At Harvard University, it's only after 100 years after it's been founded that they hire non-preachers to be faculty. Non-Christians to be their faculty.
下面有几个学校是我相信中国的学生都听过的，就是这个 Ivy League 的学校。
And there are, at that time, there were also some other similar institutions. I think most of you have heard about them. They are among the so-called Ivy Leagues.
有一个学校你们应该听过的，假如你是到美国来求学的话 ，Dartmouth。
One of them is Dartmouth.
它是为了什么有 Dartmouth 的呢？是专门为了要向印第安人宣道士去，为着这些人去办的这个 Dartmouth。
The existence of Dartmouth was originally to train people to preach to native Indians.
还有一个学校也是现在 Ivy League 的，叫 Brown.
Another school which is also one of the Ivy League members is Brown University.
Ivy 这个 Brown 是个什么样子的学校呢？
What kind of university is it?
Brown 是美国第一个浸信会的大学。
Brown is the first Baptist is the first university in United States which belong to Baptist Church, which is affiliated with Baptist.
在美国内战之前
，Before the Civil War，
这个是到了上个世纪，是不是中间了啊？在美国内战之前，美国的大专毕业生大概有40,000人。
So before a civil war occurred, in this nation. They were about 40,000 college graduates.
在这四万的大学毕业生里头，有一万人是做了传道人的。
And out of this, around 40,000 college graduates, they were about 10,000 who eventually ended up being preachers.
所以我们可以说，在内战的时候，美国内战的时候，传道人是在美国是相当相当时髦出色的。
So we may say that during the period of civil war, preachers were very much respected.
美国这么看重传道。
So this nation used to place high value on preaching and preachers.
神也因此特别的恩待美国。
And because of this, God blessed United States abundantly.
他不但赐给他们富庶的土地。
God not only gave them a fertile lands.
英明的领袖。
Also great leaders.
更加在人才尊卑上祝福他们。
Also bless them with a lot of talents.
美国弟兄姊妹从前可以说是世界上宣道传福音最出钱出力的一个国家。
So we may say before, America used to be the country which devoted most time and efforts and donates most money to preaching the gospel to the world.
现在你到了过年的时候，要看看美国人送到国外去的那些救灾的衣服啊，都是些没人要的东西。
But nowadays, in contrast, when you see those donations given during the Christmas time, given to foreign countries, those are the things that almost say left over.
原因很简单，美国人现在没钱了。
The reason is very simple. Now people in this country are not as wealthy or rich as they used to be.
我做孩子的时候，我家里的有个亲戚，他是做传道人的。
When I was still a child, one of my relatives was a preacher.
我当然那个时候瞧不起这个亲戚了。
Of course, that's before I believed in Christ.
这是没有。
Of course, I look down upon, I treat him with contempt.
就是没有出息的人才跟美国人去做传道。
I thought that only those people who did not have any promising future, they would follow Americans and be preachers.
在过年的时候，我妈妈说，哎，我们到这个扬州，我这个亲戚是扬州人，她说到扬州去看看吧。
At a New Year's time, my mother took me to 扬州 to visit that relative.
第一，我看到的就是我这个做传道的这个人呢、啊，他住的是很大的洋房。
What I saw first is that he lived in a very beautiful Western style house.
而且在那个时候是过年。
And that's a New Year time.
他整个的一家从楼下到楼上。都是一大毛布袋子、啊、的衣服。
And his house, from downstairs to upstairs, his house is filled with bags, B-A-G-S, bags with lots of clothing.
我这个亲戚说，这些都是从美国来的救济衣服。
And that relative, they told us that these are all from America in order to give it to the poor.
那时候我注意，他家里的好几个儿子女儿啊，都是穿的很漂亮的这个外国的衣服。
Also, I noticed that his sons and daughters, they all wear very beautiful clothes.
那是冬天，所以他们家里的人都是穿着这么厚的毛衣。
So that's a winter. So the family, the people in his household, they all wear very thick, of course, warm sweaters.
那个时候，美国人到外面去救济的时候，因为他们爱神，所以他们也爱人，所以都是给的上等的衣服。那个衣服那个毛啊，都是好厚的，你抓在手上，而且是新的。
At that time, America people, because they loved God and they also loved the people, they gave the best to the poor in foreign countries.
所以美国才这么有钱，这么蒙神祝福。
That's why this country at that time was so much blessed by God.
美国那个时候全国都对神表明他们的敬爱。
At that time, the entire nation showed their fear and their love for God.
他们都是把没有穿过的衣服去送其他的这个这基督徒。
Their donations or clothes were all unused, brand new things.
全国上下每一个层面都表示他们对神的敬爱。
The whole country, from up to down, they all expressed, demonstrated their fear and the love for God.
他们每一个阶层的首长就职一定要在圣经上放的手宣誓。
In every level of the government, when elected officials took the position, they had to place their hands upon a Bible and make a vow.
这个政府开会的时候要祷告。
Before every meeting,in the government, every meeting started with prayer.
在所有的银钱上面都有几个字叫 In God we trust.
In all the monies or papers or coins, there's such a wording, In God we trust.
你要在美国找一个 In God we trust 的这个你不用的话，你就没有钱。
So, if you
won't have any money, if you don't use any money, says in God we trust.
Okay. So, every money must have in God we trust. Otherwise, you cannot just use it.
在不久以前，就有一批人要发动一个运动，说我们 get rid of all the in God we trust 这些钱。没人这个赞成，因为什么？一搞了这个 In God we trust 的话，没钱了。
So, yeah. So not long ago, there was a group of people, who attempted, to get rid of, this wording "In God we trust," from money or coins, but no one, the idea was defeated because if we remove that wording, then there will be no money for us to use.
那么我们现在要问一个问题：从什么时候开始，美国就往下坡走了？
So now we move down to a second, another question. Since when United States has gone downhill?
第一个运动 叫做政教分离。
The first movement is called politics and church separation.
政治跟信仰不能够相合的，这个一定要搞开的。所以法律什么东西不能够管学校的，这个是不可以的。学校的是要独立的。
So politics and belief or state and belief have to be separated.
神学家们一个个的宣布 God is dead, 神死掉了。
So many people one after another announced that God is dead.
还有在法院里的判决，堕胎是宪法所保证的。
Also, abortion has come to be protected by a law or constitution.
可笑的一件事情，就是这个高举啊，这个堕胎是宪法所保障的人，他自己也是后来做了基督徒。
But what is funny is that those who used to advocate that abortion should be protected or allowed by the law then later became Christians.
现在美国的学校不允许学生祷告。
Nowadays, many schools in America do not allow students to pray.
从前学校里的都特别找一个地方给学生祷告。
Before, in former times, schools would just set aside a special place for people to pray there.
现在的学校拿出地方来给回教徒祷告，不给基督徒祷告。
But now, many schools they reserve a place for Muslims to pray, but they don't have a space for Christians to pray.
现在在美国的学校里头，把祷告跟基督徒的一些会议啊，都说这是迷信。
And many schools have announced that Christian prayers and also meetings, these are all superstitious.
我们现在看到美国社会的是什么情形。
And now let's take a look at America's society. How is it like?
第一，美国现在一般的状况就是违抗权柄。
First, is disobedience or opposing authority.
凡是权柄，我们都要反抗。
So whatever, as long as it has to do with authority, then we must oppose or disobey.
所以你看现在，我讲美国最坏的一州是加州。
I think the worst of all the states is California.
你们知道不知道？不久以前，在加州西北部有一个大火。
Not long ago, in northwestern part of California, there was a big fire.
烧死的地方跟人是最多的。
So, in that fire, the land covered by the fire and also casualties are the most severe.
里头原因之一就是那个地方是卖毒品的。
One of the reasons is that there was a lot of drugs or other substances in that place.
那个地方所以烧得最长，死得最多。
So the length of the time that fire occurred and the casualties were the worst.
抵抗权柄，欺骗说谎。
So opposing authority and also telling lies, cheating.
一直到现在 ，Donald Trump 已经做了一年多的总统了，成天在报纸上就在骂 Donald Trump。
Even now, Donald Trump has been the president for over a year. Still, he's criticized severely by newspapers.
连着小孩子都要骂 Donald Trump.
Even small kids would criticize or Donald Trump.
现在的总统。刚刚过去的这个总统，我不必讲了。这个议员、商人、工人、运动员，通通是偷税的，包括总统。
So, the president who before Donald Trump, and I don't need to mention his name, 都偷税，哈？
过去的那个总统到现在还没有人知道到底他在什么地方出生的。
So, that president before Donald Trump and all and many other government officials, businessmen, so on and so forth, they all evade taxes. And also, even until now, nobody knows.The origin, where was that president was born?
美国人的贪心现在是世界上大概最大的，可能除掉中国，大概还不如中国。
And I may say that besides Chinese people, American peoples are the most are the greediest in the world.
卖彩券、贩毒，这个现在发现。这些运动员呢、演员呢，这些东西，通通是作弊的。
So, like selling lotteries or selling drugs and other substances, and we also have found that many athletes, movie stars, and so on, they are all engaged in cheating in some form or another.
现在这个报纸上、电视上一打开，就是讲到强暴的事情。
So, in newspapers and on TV, what we see is many incidents of violence.
从前我们很少听到儿子、女儿杀爸爸妈妈的，现在在报纸上相当多。
Before, we rarely saw or heard about sons and daughters killing their parents. But nowadays, this becomes a widespread practice in society.
Las Vegas, 不久以前出了那么大一个祸。
So Las Vegas, not long ago, had a big fire.
我可以保证我们中间还有不少的人跑 Las Vegas.
But I am sure that among us, there are still many people going to visit Las Vegas.
怎么能去?
You should not go there.
我是绝对反对跑到赌场去，在那里就被打死。要死就好好死。
So I just cannot accept the idea of you go to gamble somewhere, go to gamble, and then you die there. It would be better off if you died elsewhere.
这个色情的事情，大概在美国现在不数第一，也数第二了。
So in terms of sex, I think this country is, if not the first, the worst.It may be the second worst in the world.
烟酒、毒品这些东西，特别是年轻人，不知道他葬送了多少的青春。
So many young people, they waste their time, their youth on such things as cigarettes or drugs. and so on.
你能够相信那些年轻人家里都放一大瓶那个烟草在那个地方，在那里。
So can you trust those young people who at their homes have lots of marijuana and so on?
他因为烟酒、毒物这些用完了他们的钱，怎么样？杀人、偷钱，这个无所不为。
So once they get addicted to cigarettes or drugs, wines and so on, then after their money is used up, they would not. There's nothing that they would not do.
现在对美国来讲，它的娱乐消费的这些数量跟消磁品。是世界上恐怕要数，大概还数不到第一，因为中国人希望能够做第一，所以美国在这一方面大概还差一点。
So maybe only next to China, America spends most money on luxury items and other expensive things.
我昨天听说。现在世界上香港的房子很热门，主要就是因为大陆上的政府说去买去买去买。
I just heard about the news that now homes in Hong Kong are in great demand because Chinese government encourage people to buy。
我儿子在香港，我有一个儿子在香港。
I have a son who's now in Hong Kong.
我说你回美国来了。
I asked him to come back to America.
他说我有房子在香港，这不能卖啊。
He said that I have houses in Hong Kong and I cannot sell them.
弟兄姊妹，我要结束了。那美国。现在往哪里跑了？到什么地方去了
？So I want to conclude my sermon by asking this question: Where does America go?
Donald Trump 一开始就讲，我们要在美国的南部要做一个围墙。
So Donald Trump at the very beginning he said that we will build a wall in along the southern borders of United States.
一直到现在，这个墙啊，只有几个空壳子在那个地方。
But the promise has not been able to be fulfilled.
所以现在，信主的人没什么地方跑。
So now nowadays, Christians.Or those who believe in the Lord, they have nowhere to go.
你找不到可以相信的人。
You cannot find people that you would trust.
那我们信主的人怎么样子来生活在这么一个环境里呢？
So how shall we, Christians live?In such an environment,
唯一我们可以做，我们该做的，就是我们要听神的话，做盐，做光。
The only thing that we can do and we should do is to follow God's command to be the salt and the light of this world.
我们在选举之中要选敬畏神的人。
We should vote for those God-feeling people.
千万不要跟着世界上的人走。
And by no means follow the trend of the world.
现在美国最聪明的人是什么人？
So now, who's the smartest in America?
是我们的 儿子、女儿、孙子、孙女。
They are our sons, daughters, grandchildren.
他们现在出来都是告诉爸爸妈妈、祖母、祖父，你们应该要这样子做。
They always tell their parents, their grandparents that you should do this way or that way.
最可悲的一件事情，我要很坦白的讲，这些年纪大一点的人，要在这些年前，哎，你们是对的，对对对对，我们要跟你走。
And the saddest part is that the people who would say, oh yes, to children, yes, you are correct, we will follow you.
神在圣经上一起头就告诉我们，我们孩子要听大人的话。
At the very beginning of the Bible, God tells us that children should obey their parents.
不是年轻人叫年纪大的。
It's not the other way around.
现在倒过来了。
But now we seeThat things have become totally upside down.
这一个现象就是这个世界要灭亡的一个现象。
And this is a sign that the world is going to perish very soon.
你想想看，一个小孩子这么大，就要指教他的爸爸妈妈、祖父祖母。你要这个给我，你要那个做，替我做，这样子是正确的吗？
So just imagine, such a small child can direct their parents or grandparents to do this way or to do that way.
我们绝对要听神的话。
So we by all means must obey God's word.
我们首先要为美国跟美国的政府这些在位的为他们祷告。
First of all, we need to pray for this country and for those officials in the government.
第二，凡是基督徒都必须有好的见证。
Second, every Christian and all Christians must have good testimonies.
你信耶稣的，你跑着去跟着你这个小儿子小女儿后面走啊，我要这个，好好好好，就给你，你这样子有好见证吗？
So if you are a Christian but you just do whatever your little child tells you to do, just follow their wayIs this a good testimony before the world?
整个的一本圣经，从头到尾都在告诉做爸爸妈妈的，你们要怎么样子信靠神。
The whole Bible, from the very beginning throughout the end, tells parents how to educate and discipline their children.
你们不负责任。爸爸的不像爸爸，妈妈不像妈妈，跟着儿子女儿后面跑，你将来怎么样见神？
So, if you are irresponsible, you just follow whatever your children wants you to do, then how can you stand in the future stand with a clear conscience before the Lord?
我很坦白的对父母讲，
So I want
你的儿子女儿打几个屁股就听他话了。
I want to be very candid with parents. As long as you spank your children just for a couple of times, then they will become very obedient.
不要忘记，孩子是神给你去教养的。
Don't forget, children is given by God for you to bring up.
小孩子不是给你让你只给玩具，给好的吃的东西，给好的地方玩，这个不是你做父母的责任。
God does not give you a child just to provide him with good toys and so on. That's not your responsibility as a parent.
负责任，教养你的儿女，教养儿女，你的第一件事就是儿子女儿要听父母的话。
The responsibility that God has given you is first and foremost to educate, discipline, your, child. And the first thing that you need to educate them is to obey your parents.
我有两个儿子。
I have two sons.
同时在我家里有两根棍子。
And then I had two rods.
当这个儿子不听话的时候，我就问他。
So I have two rods.
你应该怎么样子这个受我的处罚？
So when they became disobedient, I would ask them, what kind of punishment you want to get from me?
我说把你的棍子拿了来。
So, take me, bring me, the rod, that belongs to you.
当我这个儿子一看那个棍子的时候，他们唯一讲的话，爸爸爸爸，我下次再不敢了。
So whenever they saw, that, they would say, oh, father, I would never do it again.
我的儿子从来不敢向我回嘴。
My, sons, they never dared to talk back to me.
一直到现在，他们已经五六十岁了。
Even now, they are now 50 or 60 years old.
他们不敢向我回嘴。
They still would not dare to talk back to me.
只有我告诉他们做什么，没有他们告诉我做什么的。
Yeah, it's only I who can tell them what to do. They can never, and they will never tell me what to do.
最后一个很重要的事情就是对我们基督徒讲的。
So the final point I would like to share with you is for Christians, for those who believe in the Lord.
快快地传福音，让不信的人能够得救。
So proclaim, spread the gospel as soon as you can, to those who are yet non-believers.
做一个基督徒，再没有其他的事情比这个更重要。
As a Christian, there is nothing else that is more important than preaching the gospel.
我的题目叫做“美国往哪里去”。
My topic, is Where does America go?
其实，我应该再换一个题目。
In fact,
我们基督徒往哪里去？
In fact, a more appropriate title would be Where do Christians go?
我只是希望我们教会里的这弟兄姊妹们都知道，按照圣经，我应该到哪去啊？
So I only hope that every brother and sister in this church will know clearly, according to the Bible, where should I go as a Christian?
我希望在你府上，是你教导你的儿女，不是你的儿女教导你。
I hope that at your home is you who educates and discipline your children, rather than the other way around.
我们同祷告。
Let's pray.
主，谢谢你给我们这一本宝贵的圣经。
Lord, thank you for giving us such a precious Bible.
让我们知道，无论在什么状况之下，我们应该如何生活。
You let us know through this book that under what circumstances we should, how should we live as a person and Christian.
让世界上的人都能够从我们的家里面看出到底我们是不是真的基督徒。
So that people in the world would know from our homes and whether or not we are truly your children.
我们只盼望你在我们所有的家中的荣耀。
May you bless every and each home of your children.
的荣耀。
And be glorified.
谢谢你。
We thank you.
我们盼望我们这个做你儿女的真正的能够在人前人后都荣耀你。
It's our prayer that we as your children can glorify you before people, other people.
祝福我们的弟兄姊妹。
May you bless our brothers and sisters.
祝福我们的教会。
Bless our church.
愿你的名在我们当中的荣耀。
May your name be glorified among us.
这样祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.